All right, guys, today we're talking about the Liver King, and he was proven a fraud just recently. So I wanted to make a podcast episode on it, essentially about what we can learn from it. I think we can learn lessons from everything. And this one has taught me a valuable few. So I'm going to start at the start here. He burst on the scene probably like 12 to 18 months ago. I think you probably saw him on Instagram first, and it felt very choreographed for me. I was watching him and I thought, well, this guy's fucking jacked. And he's very well spoken, and he's great on camera, and he looks like an actor. So it was kind of weird. And then he was just publishing content like a fucking madman, like it was on a schedule. And I thought, this is very sinister. Then I read more into it, and he was claiming the ancestral ways, which basically were around his nine ancestral tenets, which are sleep, eat, move, shield, connect, cold, sun, fight, and bond. None of those you can disagree with in a way. You would think like sleeping well is important for health, eating well is important for health, moving, you know, shielding your loved ones from danger, I would assume that's what that means. Connecting with people, getting in the cold, getting in the sun, fighting, and bonding, you know, they are all agreeable traits. His main philosophy was, you know, eating ancestral or nose to tail, which is essentially meat or animal products only, which, you know, we've seen the carnivore phenomenon sweep the internet in the last couple of years, which, you know, whether you agree with or don't, I think I've tried carnivore and I've tried vegan and I've tried vegetarian. I think the answer is somewhere in the middle, which it always seems to be with everything basically in life. The answer is always somewhere in the middle. So what has come out recently? So there were leaked emails from his doctor, blood work, a full steroid cycle breakdown. So this was all proven at nauseam by Derek from More Plates, More Dates. He was using up to 6 to 7 performance enhancing drugs, which is a fucking big concoction of drugs. So he was essentially running, you know, Winstrol, testosterone, and a bunch of other performance enhancing drugs, which could seriously help his physique, which you guys have seen all over social media. There was detailed plans on how Liver King wanted to get 1 million followers from nothing, and this was about 12 months before he started really cranking it up on social media. He planned to have a film crew at his house 7 days every month to film all his content, and then he would have a team post everything on social media, and it was really choreographed. Since then, Liver King has furiously denied being on performance-enhancing drugs on every podcast he ever went on, and he would claim that people that used performance-enhancing drugs were subprimal, in his words. So he went on the Bradley Martin podcast, Carnivore MD, Stephen Bartlett, the Impulsive podcast, and the Human Lab. Joe Rogan furiously called him out a couple of times on his podcast and claimed that he was lying. I think when I think about this whole story, I think you want to believe that he is natural because you want to believe that it is possible. And that's where it's kind of a little bit disappointing for me. It's like in my heart of hearts and in the back of my mind, I always knew that he was on performance-enhancing drugs, but you'd like to think that it's possible to show you what could be possible as a natural. But you know, you look at the guy and he's got a 10-pack or a 12-pack and he's fucking red and he's absolutely jacked year-round, and, you know, your alarm bells should be going off at this point. So what it means for Liver King, he's definitely, like, found out since this has been published. And I went on his Instagram just before. I looked at his latest post and I checked out the comments. I'd say, like, 40% of the comments were talking about him being found out, and the other 60% were either oblivious, haven't known yet, don't know, or don't care. And I know if one Instagram post is not anything to go by, but, you know, just thinking about the whole Kanye thing and, you know, anti-Semitism, I don't think this is the end for Liver King. I think people that love him, love him. People that hate him, hate him. Obviously, like, he lied about it, you know, which is not great, and it's not, you know, the right thing to do morally, but, you know, it was for his own commercial gain. So I think he's probably going to come out and deny the allegations. He'll say they're made up and people are making these things up. Like people wrote the emails and they leaked them on purpose. And there was a guy that was in his own company and he had an email address from the ancestral company that he works for, saying that he shared some human growth hormone related emails in there, which is pretty damning when someone in your own company has basically come out and confirmed that you're on steroids. But I think true fans will still be true fans of Liver King. And I don't think people or the general population care as much as you think. People that use like steroids and performance enhancing drugs, I think it's like quite interesting for the average person like you and me, because you kind of want to see what happens to them. Like, is it true? Like, are they going to essentially just like one day keel over and die? But Liver King is inspirational to watch, even if he is unnatural, which everyone fucking knew anyway. So it's not like a huge surprise to anyone. So what we can learn from it, I think, like when I was researching this podcast and writing notes for it, I think it's always the lesson here is like, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. And it's a really good reminder of that. It's like guys that are next level, guys and girls that are next level jacked year round, probably are on something. It's probably borderline impossible to get that jacked naturally. Like I put 99.99% chance. Like I know some guys that aren't quite Liver King level jacked, but they're definitely not natural. And people that have these freaky physiques, we really need to be asking a little bit more, probably asking a little bit more if they're just claiming natural, that is this the right thing to be putting out for the general population, because they probably believe it. Most people that were calling him out were in the fitness industry, which, you know, goes for itself, because most people that are in the fitness industry know, and they know how to, you know, call a spade and call bullshit on someone. There was like the big thing where, you know, Joe Rogan was calling him out saying he was unnatural, and then he called out Joe Rogan and wanted to get on Joe Rogan's podcast, but then Joe Rogan denied it because he didn't want Liver King on his podcast just getting more famous by using Joe Rogan's platform, which I can super, you know, respect now. And lastly, like his conviction fooled me. So how honest he seemed and how, you know, determined to prove that he was natural almost nearly fooled me. And I'm a seasoned veteran in the fitness industry, so if it nearly fooled me, I would say it nearly fooled a lot of people that were a little bit less suspecting that he wasn't natural. So lastly, guys, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. So take that with a pinch of salt, especially on the influencers that you follow online, especially through the fitness industry. If they look like they're on PEDs, they're probably on fucking PEDs. There's a lot of people that are in the fitness industry. Thanks for checking out this episode.